Turn to Psalm 23, and then we'll pray. There's two or three scriptures I want to read, and they're sort of tracking scriptures, tracking one going to the other one, and you're going to have understanding of them in order to participate in the realm God wants to participate in now. So Psalm 23 is a familiar psalm. There's one verse I want to pull out there to set forth the stage for what God wants to say to us. Psalm 23:3. It reads, "He restoreth my soul." Now, that word restoreth, you need to underline it, because consistently, your soul, because it's not saved, has to be restored. All right? We're going to find out that the Holy Spirit is the restorer of our soul. All right? He restores my soul. And you see, before he can take you anywhere else, your soul had to be in a certain place. Then he can lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, once he can restore my soul. Then there is a scripture, another scripture. I wrote it down on my desk before I left out and left a piece of paper. But Psalm 23, that one. And then the other one was in Matthew chapter 11. There's something you need to see there. Because your soul, I'll go and give you the subject. Holy Spirit, teach me to correct, protect, and direct my soul. Three things. Holy Spirit, teach me to connect or correct, protect, and direct my soul. That's another word. Connect. See? So we'll take those four premises. Correction, protection. Let's start with connection, correction, protection, and direction. Those four words I want you to have. Know it tonight that the only problem you have as a believer is your soul. It's where all Satan robbery take place at. When you're sick, Satan will rob you in your soul somewhere, not your body. He rob you in the soul. He robbed you to forget who you are. And you're trying to deal with him in your soul and in your body or your senses, and you can't. So when the Holy Spirit has control of your spirit, your soul, and your body, then the real you is ready. Now, I want you to think about it. Think about some things you've tried to handle in life. I mean, you were praying, you prayed, and you read the scripture, but you got to have those three parts in place. And the only place you can get them in place, the only place you can get your spirit in place, the only place you can get your soul in place, the only place you can get your senses, which is your body, in place, is the Holy Spirit. And he's ready. He's going to reveal some things to you tonight that are going to move a lot of things out and bring a lot of things in. Father, we thank you tonight that you're going to show us exactly what you want us to see in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn to Matthew 11 now. You're going to have to listen as I read the scriptures, because the scriptures is our way of traveling into the will and plan of God for us. Now remember, Holy Spirit, teach me how to I got correct, protect, and direct. I got another word put in there, right? What is it? Connect. So those four words. My soul. You're talking about connecting your soul now. You're not talking about connecting your body, your song. You're not talking about no entertainment. He's talking about entering into God's presence powerful enough to pull out what belongs to you. No matter what the opposition is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what nobody else is saying, news media, president, governor, sheriff, police, doctor, no matter what nobody else saying, you have another realm you can pull out of. Now, this scripture in Matthew 11, 25, and we're going to read down through the 30th verse, is revealing something about soul changing, how your soul can be changed to think like God, to act like God. Well, one of your greatest enemies is your emotion. How quick somebody can rile you up? You don't know who you're talking to. Shut up. Be still. That's a devil trying to trick you. All right, the 25th verse. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid. See, there's some things hid. Hid these things from the wise and prudent. So we're not talking about wise and prudent stuff here now. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about revelation. We're talking about restoration. He restores my soul. All right? I hid these things from the wise and prudent. You know, a lot of people in the world think they're real wise. They got computers and all that. Computers can't touch the Holy Ghost. And have revealed, underline that word, reveal. Reveal, that word, say reveal. That's a strong word in our lives as Christians. We should live revealed life. Not life structured by this world. We walk by faith. We're led by the Spirit. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Enlightenment. Enlightenment override excitement. Oh, I get excited sometimes. But I'd rather be enlightened. I'd rather know what my next step is. Listen very carefully. I'd rather hear God say to me, I'm about to make another step. I'd like to hear him say, I got you. Yes. Come on now, come on. You know that's good. You know that's good. I mean, you're walking there and God say, you're about to make your next step. God say, go ahead, I got you. No matter what it look like. We are an environment in our environment. Let me say that again. Walking by faith, being led by the Spirit. We are, listen, sons and daughters, we are environment creators. Because we're from another world. And so when we are anointed and we are enlightened and when we're walking by faith and we're being led by the Spirit and we got that both in our soul and our senses in alignment with the kingdom of God, we make a difference everywhere we go. Are you listening to me? You understand what I'm saying? One of the things I want you to understand, and we should have been understood this, you're not a regular person. Once you become a child of God, you become a creator. Faith creates stuff. You become an inventor. Because the spirit world take over the natural world. not just a church member. You understand what I'm saying? Power. There's power on the inside of you ready to come out. And Satan, through your soul, been blocking it. Write that down. Satan, through your soul, he block your healing. He block your happiness. He block your joy. He block everything. He block your husband. He block your wife. God got a wife for you. God got a husband for you. They're blocked by Satan. You ever get your soul straight, you're going to find them. Or they're going to find you. And you don't have to put up with the flunky who coming in your face. I know you didn't catch that. The flunky that Satan sent with a nice suit on. Talking that trash. I've been one of them trashy rags. I know how to talk. Oh, man, we can talk some trash, boy. Ooh, you look so good. Verse 25, let's go back again. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent. Now, he's talking about worldly wisdom and worldly prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, notice verse 27, because if you don't get verse 27, you're not going to be able to travel where we're going here about our soul being corrected, protected, and directed. Verse 27 says, all these things are revealed to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, says the Son. And get this right now. And whosoever the Son will reveal him. Huh? Now, rest for your soul has to be revealed by the Holy Spirit to your spirit, and then your spirit can give rest to your soul, and then your body at rest because you're fully protected. You hear? All right. Let me read verse 27 again, and then I'm going to take off with some things. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Jesus saying that. No man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now that word reveal, you need to underline that word, reveal. When you're praying, when you're reading the Bible, you always be open for God to reveal something to you. All right? From another realm. Put it that way. Reveal from another realm. All right? And then Jesus said that after talking to him like that, he talked about revelation and talked about God revealing things to people. He says, now, come unto me, all you that labor, oh Lord, and heavy laden. Too much that in the church. I will give you rest. Now, in this ministry, I get very few calls. You know why? The people know how to fight. Oh, y'all just about to talk to me? You got pastors get called. I get called, they got to be gone, ripping and running. I go on into a hospital call if I feel necessary for me to go. Because I know they can handle it. I've trained them already. I say a word or two to them on the phone. Say, I got it, Apostle. The angel, the lady told me, say, the angel right here by my bed. Now watch what he said. Watch what Jesus said. In verse 28, come unto me, all you that live in heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now, where do you need rest? You see, he said, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. Look what he's saying now. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, what one of you all, including myself, ever wore a heavy burden? That was your soul weighing you down. Tonight you're going to go through some places. And I want you to take notes, write this note down. The soul is the battlefield. Not your spirit, not your body. The soul is the satanic battlefield and where Satan wins all of his fight if you don't know how to handle your soul. The soul is the primary area where the enemy attacks. Anybody heard me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to talk to me. The soul is the primary area where the enemy attacks. Watch this next statement. Leading to emotional turmoil and deception. Emotional turmoil and deception. See, now a lot of time, because you can't make some steps in the spirit, you're saying you're unspiritual, but it's your soul blocking you. You're born again, child of God, you can go anywhere the spirit go. You can walk any stronger than any Christian. I don't care if they pray 19 hours a day. You can walk strong in the spirit. Now, I want you to hear this. I want to cover you with this. Proper training of the soul. What I said? Is essential to prevent Satan from gaining access and influence. Proper training of the soul. I didn't say the spirit. Is essential. It's a must. To prevent Satan from gaining access and influence. So if you train your soul properly, Satan's access is cut. And I heard the Spirit of God say, you can stop it. Behold, I give you power. Tread upon serpent and scorpion. And all over all the power of the enemy. Could it be we have been focusing on our spirit and leaving our soul naked? And Satan's access is not through your spirit. Satan cannot access your spirit. Oh, Lord. Satan cannot access a born-again spirit because a born-again spirit is packing what God packed, packing what Jesus packed, packing what the Holy Spirit packed, packing what the Word packed. Satan can't handle the Word. He can't handle Jesus. He can't handle the Holy Spirit. He can't handle God. He can't handle the kingdom. He can't handle you. So I said, the devil made me do it. You heard that statement. The devil ain't made you do nothing. You just wasn't ready to stop the devil. He said, behold, I give you power to what? Tread upon serpent and scorpion. That's the devil. And over all the powers of the enemy. That sounds like freedom to me. Doesn't it? Now watch what said here now. Verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor. I'm going back. I'll get back to the notes in a minute. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Now you got to know where that rest is. There is no unrest in your spirit. It's impossible for your spirit to be unrestful. So the unrestful part is Satan sneaking in your emotion, in your imagination, in your thinking. Come on. You are designed, oh Lord, thank you for letting me say this. You are designed for Satan never to handle you again. When you became a child of God, Satan can't handle you because you keep your mind renewed. You keep your body under subjection by your spirit, training your soul, correcting, protecting, directing your soul, and you got the other wood. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. That's where your rest at. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the soul realm, turn to 3 John 2 again. I want you to write this footnote: understanding prosperity and health. Understanding your soul must understand prosperity. Beloved, I wish above all things, 3 John 2? Huh? Look what he said. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest profit and be in health, even that thy spirit profit. Your spirit, my brother says, listen and look. Your spirit never stop prospering. If anything missing in your life, it's a soul robber. That's why I said, the Holy Spirit says, correct that soul, correct that thought, correct that emotion, correct that imagination. That's why in 2 Corinthians 10:3 said, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God is? Knowledge of God is through grace and faith, I own all the blessing. Now, I don't know if you ever heard this before, but I'm going to say it. It's very simple. All blessings already belong to you. Every good thing, anything you can think of, has already belonged to you. Health and prosperity are tied to the prosperity of the soul. It's outlined in 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now, if you think about your soul, soul consists of your emotion, your imagination, thoughts. See, Satan, if you're not training, that's why I'm training you. If you're not trained, that's why he take advantage of it. Here come your feeling. You feel like you're losing. How you feel like you're losing? I feel like I'm losing. You're a child of God. You can't lose. Watch this now. Believers already possess healing and wealth. Possess it. So they must train their soul to align with these truths. That I'm already blessed. I'm already healthy. I'm already wealthy. I'm already happy. See, Satan used your soul to block that out. Now write this down. Training your soul to flow in the supernatural on a daily basis. Training your soul. When you renew in your mind in Romans 12:2, you're training your soul. And he talked about the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Oh, my Lord. Good, Romans 12:2. Huh? Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He didn't say that about your spirit. Matter of fact, in that third verse of Romans 12, 12:3, he's trying to get you to the position that your mind not controlling you. See, for I say through the grace, what did he say through what? Grace. Paid for. ownership. Giving them to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think. Think, we use that three times. We're doing too much doggone thinking. Think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you got enough faith. Control over emotion and thoughts. Control over emotion and thoughts. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Listen now, and you're going to be able to identify with this. Somebody about to get set free right now. Because you're going to be able to. Emotion can cloud your judgment.
Yes, sir.
And lead to worldly behavior.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
How many of y'all ever had an emotion cloud your judgment? Emotion can cloud your judgment and lead to worldly behavior. Controlling them is crucial for spiritual growth. If you don't control your emotion and your thought, you're not going to grow too spiritually. You're just going to be a church member. You listening? Training the soul involves bringing thoughts and emotion in alignment with God's word. Bringing thoughts and emotion in alignment with God's word. Training the soul. Everybody say training the soul.
Training the soul.
Anywhere you out of wax, anywhere you unblessed, it's a soul issue. Then I mean to get right on in your senses. See, your body gonna follow through. If your soul's stupid, do I have to say the rest? Your body gonna be stupid. Now, I will not permit none of y'all here online from this night forward to have a stupid soul. And every time you think you can't win, you're stupid. Why? Because you already won. Through your soul, your body, and the system, it tell you you can't do this and you can't do that. But you got to know by revelation. You got to know by anointing. You got to let the Holy Spirit train your spirit, your soul, and your senses. Now, inspirational words come to me while I'm teaching. And just what I've said to you these few moments, about 27 moments. And I've said this to you before, but the Lord just said it. And I don't know how many of y'all is for. Who need to hear this? But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, sometimes enlighten you with a word, and he just said, "I'm out." What you got to understand now? There's no categories here. In other words, there's nothing you can be dealing with. That cannot be dealt with those prophetical words we just was given. I'm out. If you take a hold of that, the Holy Spirit is going to start training and developing your soul to give you steps to walk out. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death? I will feel no evil. I'm out. We are looking for our answers in too many places. In you already got your answer. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. We got to be led by the Spirit. Watch this now. Watch this then. Our spirit, our soul has to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
Our bodies has to be led by the Spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now that's fresh territory there. Our soul has to be led by the Spirit. When your soul is led by the Spirit, satanic eruption cannot come. Tonight, I feel an anointing. Let's just fire Satan. You didn't hear me. Tell him, we don't need your help. We don't want you in our life anymore. You fire. I never heard that before. We done fired Satan up in here. Online, you heard me? Oh! Y'all better get what your God's saying up in here. So every time something trying to go wrong in my life, I say, you fired. Jesus fired you. Over 2,000 years ago, on the cross, you lost your job with me. The role of prayer and faith. What is the role of prayer and faith in this lesson tonight about the Holy Spirit controlling, correcting and directing and protecting our soul? Prayer, and I've been emphasizing this to you, but I want to emphasize tonight. Prayer is not about begging, but reinforcing. Come on, I want you to get there. Prayer, the next time you pray, you're not begging, you're reinforcing what already been given by God. Gratitude and acknowledgement of his presence are the key. Understanding, come on, that believers have ownership of their health. What? Our own health, say it. Call your body alive. It and your soul have teamed up and lied to you. Bring the Holy Ghost on the scene. With Jesus' stripe. It didn't say with Jesus' stripe I'm trying to get healed. Or it didn't ask what kind of disease it was. It doesn't matter. She had went to many doctors. Instead of growing better, she got worse. They had thrown the paper in on her. Said, we've done all we can do. We'll give you all the medicine we can give you. We've did everything we could for you. Everything we could use. And she heard about Jesus. She went out there and touched his gum. And she went home whole. You have ownership of health, wealth, and can empower them to claim what they have been lost. You empower, you claim what you lost. All right, let's talk about overcoming soul robbery. And that's dynamic in the church. I want the body of Christ as an apostle of Jesus Christ. I want to talk a few minutes about soul robbery. You know, write that down because you ain't never heard of that. Soul robbery. That's high antonym. Through your soul. He'll put a thought on your mind. And then he'll put you in traffic to fulfill that evil thought. Watch what I'm saying now. Deficiencies in life can be seen as a result of soul robbery. From now on, wherever you think you're not complete, You must know that apostle said to you, your soul being robbed. But the enemy steals joy, peace, and provision. He steals joy. He's a robber. He steals joy. John 10:10. That is right there.
Yes, sir.
The thief comes out about to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Look what Jesus said at the end of the voice. Look at it. Open. I know you know it, but open it up. Just open it up. Where we at right now? We need to open it up. We need to see what it been soul robbery. Jesus said a thief come now by the steal. So we know how the thief is stealing, how the thief is killing, and how the thief is destroying children of God. Because they wouldn't go over to the other part where Jesus said, I am come. I'm here.
Yes,
that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So whatever is not giving you life, whatever is not giving you abundance, you need to get rid of it. We have to let these, see, we need to let these scriptures live in us. But what happened is, by what the Lord revealing to us now, soul robbery keep going on. Soul robbery. And that's what we're having to stop now. By letting the Holy Spirit direct, correct, and protect our soul. I might have changed them words up, but that's what we're talking about. So deficiencies in life can be seen as a result of soul robbery, where the enemy steals joy, the enemy steals peace, and the enemy steals provision. It's a thief. When life is not working out, recognize you're on the wrong side of the track.
Yes, sir.
Strengthening the inner man allows believers to block out enemy influences and reclaim their life as God intended. I'm going to give you that again. I want you to get that. Strengthening the inner man allows believers to block out our enemy influences. Block him out. And reclaim their life as God intended. Could it be all the things we've been through have been soul robbed? Could it be tonight God is putting you in a place that the Holy Spirit can tell you the next time, that's a soul robber. Stop it. Could it be the enemy broke in your soul, but you got a bigger gun? Could it be while I'm speaking tonight, everybody under the sound of my voice, their lives are being recorrected and redirected? Could it be you've been praying, you've been believing, and God's been good to you, but could it be there's some other places that God want to bring you tonight? Could it be you're on your way to better? God just says, could it be you're on your way by the grace of God and by faith? Could it be you're on your way to different places tonight? Your steps are going to be different. Your words are going to be different. Your thoughts are going to be different. Could it be you're going to overpower that pain by faith? Could it be you're going to overpower that lack by faith? Could it be, I receive, could it be whatever the thief been trying to steal from you tonight, you find out how to stop him? Could it be you're about to be covered with your abundant life? Could it be you about to enjoy yourself on daily basis? Could it be something happening in you tonight? Could it be something getting on me? That I have the power to control my soul. Did Sit down, write that. Write that down. Sit down. I have the power to control my soul, my emotion, my imagination, my thinking, my conscience. Look at Romans 9:1. Look at Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Suppose tonight your soul start bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. Suppose tonight your senses, because they're properly trained, start bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. Your spirit, soul, and senses. All in one. Don't tell me it can't be Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Don't tell me they can't do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Don't tell me they can't do it. Too late to tell me that. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Don't tell me it can't happen. Don't tell me it can't happen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And he's talking about the total man. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless until the coming of what? Yes, sir. And the word, I saw it. Yes, sir, I got it. He just told me, give me a word for that. And the word be preserved and the body be your soul, your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blessed. Until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now somebody about to get delivered. I'm about to say something. Somebody about to get delivered. I don't know. I heard the word. It's time for you to be happy. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what nobody else think. I don't care what things look like. It's time for you to be happy. Happy because thanks be to God was giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory now. Don't let things and situations judge how your life going to be. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I bet you got some answers from stuff tonight. Yeah. It ain't bad as it look. You need to stop looking at it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Where he at? Now hear what the Spirit of God want to tell you. You can sit in the same seat that Jesus sit. But let me say it again. At any given moment, you can sit in the same seat where Jesus sit. That's why he's sitting there, to represent you. Now tell me who or what can mess with me if I'm sitting on the right hand of the Father. Now, you all need to leave this service online too. You got 1,000 people online as spiritual bulldozers. I'm telling you. I mean, you're powerful enough. See, now I really want to scream right now. You can watch and you'll see when the anointing come on, man. It's visible. The presence of God. That's why I tell my minister, y'all can talk, preach all these little nice sermons. Y'all need some anointing. They need to wash the anointing. It's the anointing that destroyed the yoke and removed the burden. It's when the Holy Ghost power hit a place where people are assembled in his name and where people can get something, feel something, know something, have something. Sit down, a few more minutes. Sit down. Now you have to understand this. This is what I want you to understand. This is what this message is all about. The realization that the soul condition directly impacts a believer's ability. Let me go back over there. Let me go back over there again. The realization that the soul condition directly impacts a believer's ability to experience God's promises. Let me go over it again because I want you to have that. Huh? You heard that? The realization that the soul condition, everybody say soul condition, directly impacts a believer's ability to experience God's promises. So maybe there's some things you haven't been experiencing. You've been trying to experience it through your spirit and left your soul out. And your soul was the blocking point. Now, the reason we use that message, Holy Spirit teach me to connect, correct, and protect, and direct my soul, is because the reason he got to teach you, he can't do it. See, nothing can happen in the spirit realm for you without faith. So you can't try to use the Holy Spirit as your errand boy. You got to let him train you. Train your soul. Train your mind. Train your imagination. I know I told you to turn to Romans 9:1. I turn there now. Because there's a powerful statement made in Romans 9:1. I say the truth and cry out loud, not my conscience. That is, my conscience. You got to be conscious of this. Also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. In other words, I got my soul bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. My mind bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. My mind renewed. So I'm operating in the mind of Christ, in the mind of God, in the mind of the Holy Spirit. See, well, what the Holy Spirit said, tell the church, tell you all, that we have divine rights that nobody else had. I don't care how much money they make. I don't care how popular they are. I don't care how many million people watch them on YouTube. They're not stronger than the church. And the soul with all of us will make you enjoy entertainment more than enlightenment. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And so your flesh jump out there. There's nothing wrong with it. Your team made a touchdown. Oh, Lord. You kick the cup over. Kick the person in front of you. Just going crazy. What about touchdown in the spirit? We've run by 35 in here tonight. Yes. Touchdown in the spirit. Yes. Soul control. Matter of fact, when things going wrong in your life, you're not out of control. Your soul out of control. That's why Satan come in there. That's where, watch this. That's where Satan, through your soul, give you substitutes. Governed by his power. So when your soul is properly trained, it blocks out the enemy influences and reclaim in your life what God intended. Say one more thing, I'm going to close in a minute. The realization that the soul condition directly impacts a believer's ability to experience God's promises. Let me go over that. That's a good one. Listen to this. The realization that the soul, I didn't say spirit, condition directly impacts a believer's ability to experience God's promises. That means you about to experience all God's promises. Yeah, y'all wave your hand at me. Something over here. God, dog, man. This is some powerful stuff. Matter of fact, I'm hearing the word jubilee. This is a night of jubilee. So many people going to be set free. So many people going to find out what's holding them back. The revelation of the soul is a jubilee to the believer. It's a rejoicing. It's a recognition that nothing can hold me down. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now you're about to let him out. You love our worship above all, then you prosper, even as your soul prospers. He restores my soul. And you see, before he can lead me in the path of righteousness, my soul got to be restored. Now you may stand here tonight, and you may be online, and think you don't need no soul restoration. But I'll tell you right now, I know we all need soul restoration. And you can think about some robbers you've been going through. It really wasn't real. Satan faked it, and you made it happen. By worry, by fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now remember what we're talking about. Sit down for a few more minutes. Sit down. Slam and pain are about to be erased in your life forever. Satan's slamming you around in your soul. Supernatural thoughts will begin to flow on a daily basis. Chopping down strongholds in the soul that have been holding you back. Come on, y'all talk to me now. Been holding you back. Soul dream will start coming to pass victoriously. Training your soul to flow in the supernatural on a daily basis. Lord have mercy. All right, let me close now. Let me see where I'm going to close at. Soul robbery. We talked about soul robbery, didn't we? But the enemy steal joy, peace, and provision. We can put John 10:10 now. That's soul. You can't rob your spirit. The realization that the soul condition directly impacts a believer's ability to experience God's promises. Christian life in a sack of emotional highs and lows. Look what he says. akin to a roller coaster due to lack of control over your soul. Every roller coaster moment you have in your life is because of a lack of control of your soul. I said it to you the other day. Break the chain and grab the rein. And that's what we're talking about. Training the soul to be under the spirit authority is presented as a transformative practice that can lead to stability and abundant life. Let me give it to you again. Listen very carefully. Training the soul to be under the spirit authority is presented as a transformative practice that can lead to stability and abundant life. I'll give you one more concept and I'll come back. We've got a lot of trouble. I got an overview to go over. Another key that take away is the concept of soul robbery, where the enemy exploits unguarded emotions and thoughts to rob believers of their joy, health, and wealth. I want you to use some broken language. It ain't gonna happen to me no more. Because you need to hear yourself saying it. And then the Holy Spirit can draw it back to you. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. The importance of controlling one's soul to overcome, listen, the tricks and deceptions of the enemy. Specifically, how these deceptions can block access, oh my God, to help and prosperity that believers already possess through their spirit. So Satan is using your soul to block what you already have access of. But since you're here, you're learning tonight. Now you got it. Huh?
Yes,
what Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Huh? Then you say, look what he said. He didn't say you'll find rest of your spirit. Why? Why didn't he say you'll find rest of your spirit? I'm going to close. Huh? What'd you say? Your spirit don't have no unrest. How you gonna have unrest knowing you own everything? How you gonna have unrest knowing your house paid for? How you gonna have unrest knowing all your dreams are gonna come to pass? Y'all man ain't make enough noise for me. This is some powerful stuff here. The Lord is telling you right there tonight, what you're learning tonight is going to rob Satan. Blessing you to know that you're in a position for all your desires to come to pass. Kick Satan out of your soul. Look at one more scripture we'll close. You know it, but it says so much to this situation here. Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. So what I'm saying is, through your soul, Satan is conforming you. But the word says, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove God can't prove his word to your life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that didn't seek him. See, God can't prove his good in your life. God provided, you got to prove it. Oh, my. See, if you're waiting on God to prove it, God said, I ain't got nothing to prove. I've already provided. It's a wrap. When my son hung on that cross, he said in John 19:30, you better look at it, it is finished. Your abundant life, your joyful life, your eternal life, your victorious life, your long life, long satisfied life is already yours, but you got to prove it with the word of God. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Satan has used your soul to be a faith robber. Come on, Leroy. Satan has used your soul. Knowing, write this down, knowing how to keep your soul under control is a master key in living a good life. See, your only problem you have, my brother and sister tonight, everybody listen to me, the only problem you have is not that problem. Not them problem. Those are not your, that's not your problem. Your problem is you're not keeping that soul under control. Watch this. Training your soul to flow with your spirit. Then your spirit can flow with the Holy Spirit. Y'all better let the lady get everything. She said, ooh. Y'all better say something. Ha, ha. That girl sucking it up, y'all. Yeah. Y'all too used to me. That's y'all problem. Recognizing the power of soul control. When your spirit is properly trained, your soul will learn how to yield. Your flesh and your soul will hold your spirit down if you don't know what to do. Can you agree with that? I'm not trying to close. Oh, that's a good one. There's a lot of freedom you haven't seen yet. You look at this tape over and over and look at them notes over and over, you're going to experience a lot of freedom that you've never seen yet. No, it ain't over yet. Satan lied, talking about, shut up. It's just beginning. Revelation. Revelation, walking down the street holding the hand with anointing. Look out, world. Get back, world. Stand back. Somebody else coming. And you who are a member of this church should be walking like that. If y'all listening, y'all don't know how many hours and hours and hours. Larry can tell you. Larry, wait for him. He tell you. I spend getting ready for these things. Praying. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 rockers. I got one here. I said yes sometime. I said yes this morning. I said, 10 rockers. I ain't talking about a little rock you set in and break it. These rockers, you can't break them. But hearing from God, God loves you so much. He wants you to have the best. Don't play with these revelations. Listen, I'm trying to close. There's a lot of freedom you haven't seen yet. You say, but I've been in church. That's all right. Spirit, teach me how to control my soul. Listen to this. The major problem in the believer's life is an out of control soul. Every time you fail, you love God. You love God, but it's that crook on the inside of you that you haven't changed the sanctification that Satan is coming through, cause you to do things you don't want to do. Holy Spirit, teach me how to correct, protect, and direct my soul. Listen to this. Position yourself. You're listening? To be in absolute victory at all times. Soul traps and soul robbery must be dealt with properly. I got a secret voice. You want me to give it to you or go sit down? I'm going to make this statement again. Soul trap, right? And soul robbery must be dealt with properly, right? That's what I said, right? I got a voice I can give you to handle that. You want that voice?
Yes, sir.
You'll be sharp. Hebrews 4:12. Open it up. Hebrews 4:12. And anytime you got Hebrews 4:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23 walking down the same road, you got it. Because the 24th verse say he'll do it in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. See, you got to be constantly operated on with the word of God. Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the sun of the joint and the marrow, the spirit and the, I mean, and know the intent and intent thought of the heart. Know what your soul's thinking so it can shut it down. All right. You got it, son.